بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن ابي امامه رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: انا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنه لمن ترك المراء وان كان محقا، وببيت في وسط الجنه لمن ترك الكذب وان كان مازحا، وببيت في اعلى الجنه لمن حسن خلقه. رواه ابو داود. This is also a very, very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us a tashbih, a comparison. In this world, there are certain areas that are sought after. Person wants a prime spot to live in, upmarket area. In those days, people wanted to be in the city. If you're in the city now also, in the city everything is readily available. Social life is also much better in the city. You're meeting people all the time, seeing your type of people. So you have assistance, you have help, things are easily available, food, etc., commodities, and all amenities are available close by. Assistance is also available. And different things are seen too. When a person is staying further away, then he is alone and he has to do much of his work by himself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving a comparison for our understanding, but the comparison is being made with a spot in Jannat. So we have to also understand that any spot in Jannat, any spot person gets in Jannat, you can never compare, for our understanding, the value of that spot of Jannat can't compare to this whole world and whatever it contains. So just for understanding of darajat, of different levels, you know, in Jannat, there's Jannatul Firdaus, that's the highest level, and there's different levels of Jannat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us through this hadith to engage in certain actions, to do certain things. And so this highlights certain beautiful actions. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I give guarantee for a palace in the outskirts of Jannat. The comparison is being made now. Outskirts now. So this is the first stage, first step. The outskirts of Jannat is just the word, outskirts of Jannat. So basically you got a spot in Jannat. But in terms of the rest of beginner entry level, the entry level of Jannat, لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقَّ. For that person that leaves out arguing with people, arguments, and fighting with people, even if he's right. The deen teaches us that, like in English they say, lose the argument but win the man. Keep the love and the unity, leave the argument. I'm right, I don't have to prove I'm right. If the person can't understand, doesn't want to understand, doesn't want to accept, I don't have to force it down him. Rather, leave the argument but win the unity of the person. Family unity. Today it's so silly, people are fighting over soccer teams. Families are breaking over soccer teams. My team, your team, my player, your player. Fighting over it, like children. Children fight like that, over toys and things. But people that are much advanced in age, imagine they're fighting over soccer teams. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that person that leaves out arguments, even if he's right, just leave it, then I will give him guarantee of a place in Jannat. That's the first thing. Second thing, so we understand from here also the importance of unity in Islam. Allah Pak wants us to be united. Even sometimes we forgo our own right, but we just maintain the unity. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ. And a palace in the middle of Jannat. Now the next level now. Better part of Jannat you will get. لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبَ. For a person that leaves out lies, even if he's joking. Often we speak a lie when we're joking. Bluff the wife something. Make her a little bit scared. Or with our friends, we make up a story. I was going here and this and that and that. So we will avoid such types of jokes where we are speaking lies. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would joke, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam never spoke lies, even in his joking. So beautiful when you open the books of hadith and you see how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would joke. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never lie. So one woman, old woman, came to ask a question. So she asked a question that, will I go into Jannat? So she was old. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam jokingly said, no old people will go into Jannat. So she went crying. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, call her back. When you go into Jannat, Allah will make you young again. So it's not a lie. Allah will make you young. So no old people will go into Jannat. So like that, there were a few occasions when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joked, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't lie. And he corrected Sahaba that when they joked, and it hurt someone. If it had to hurt someone, by joking with someone, at the expense of the person, you're hurting his feelings. Or you're physically hurting him. So you don't do that. Someone is falling off to sleep and you're poking him. Or you're doing something, playing a prank. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned and cautioned Sahaba radiallahu anhum not to joke in that manner. So then a person will get a place in Jannat if he leaves out lies in his jokes. Also to understand in jokes, we don't joke about deen, Quran, angels. See, the non-Muslims, they have lost that in Arabic they say that ghairat for their deen. So they'll joke about, they'll say Jesus, and they'll say one, they'll write one, put one comic strip there, or they will write a joke about their mind, their holy person, whatever it is. But in Islam, we don't joke about these things, about angels, etc. So we avoid that also. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and I give guarantee of a palace in the highest part of Jannat now. The highest part of Jannat, liman hassana khuluqahu, for that person that beautifies his character. That person that corrects his character. So this is the link with this chapter, that a person wants the highest part of Jannat, he needs to work on his character. Allah ta'ala bless us. We make dua for character. There's different duas that a person makes. When we go in front of the mirror, Allahumma anta hassan da khalqi fa hassin khulqi. Oh Allah, you have beautified my outer form. Now beautify my character. That's one of the duas we can make. Allah give us profit.